Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm glad you're with us today. It's time for the midweek, midday, midlife, as we discuss all kinds of issues for those in their 30s and 40s and, you know, trying to navigate this part of their lives. 50 is not considered. Yeah, 50 is in your midlife, of course. Katie Gillis is a licensed clinical social worker and psychotherapist and is with us now on KMOX. Katie, we appreciate your time. How are you?
Hi. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, thank you for being here, and I fall into this category. More adults are choosing not to have kids. Why is that happening, and I don't know if I want to call it a problem, but how prevalent is it?
So it's actually, it's more prevalent. So I was kind of chuckling when I heard you say, you know, our 50s, you know, the midlife. I'm kind of chuckling. I'm like, well, hopefully, because I got another few years left. But but actually, like, interestingly enough, research shows that people are just saying that they just don't want to, and that they're, like, kind of given more, I don't want to say permission, but I mean, you know, maybe they're feeling more comfortable being able to be comfortable with that decision, if that makes sense. Some other, you know, influences, of course, are economics, you know, and stuff like that. But it's interestingly enough, research is just saying that people are saying, you know, oh, I'm finally feeling comfortable being able to say no.
Yeah, there used to be kind of a social scorn, you know, going back into the 1950s and 60s in this country, where if you didn't have kids, you know, something was wrong with you. And that largely has gone away now.
Yeah, I think there is always going to be some kind of stigma, you know what I mean, or some kind of, you know, I guess, judgment, you know, if people, and then, of course, I definitely understand. I have many friends and colleagues who are, like, you know, wanting to have children but can't, you know, for many different reasons, and I hold space for that, and I absolutely, you know, I understand, you know, and I feel for them, but definitely the stigma, you know, is changing, I think, at least for, you know, maybe our generation, you know, the midlife. I think we have choices that our, you know, parents and grandparents maybe couldn't have made as easily, for sure.
So why do people feel, has it been a thing where people maybe in the past wanted to not have kids but felt pressured to do it, and now they just don't feel that pressure anymore, or is there just a growing desire not to do it?
I think it's, honestly, I see, and of course I'm going to have a bias because, you know, I'm in the mental health realm, and so a lot of people who I interact with are going to have, you know, it's going to be related to, you know, their life and healing and stuff like that. Maybe there's some breaking generational patterns, things that I notice. But it's interestingly, you know, I'm seeing that there's less pressure. I have many, you know, people who I talk to who will say, you know, I felt I had children just because I feel like it was the thing to do and felt like I had to. I felt no other option, you know, which is really too bad. And then I have many people who are child free in my circle, you know, both professionally and personally, who say, you know, I haven't really felt that pressure. And I kept feeling like I was going to, maybe in my 30s, mid-30s, late-30s, early-40s, and I haven't been feeling that same pressure. So definitely there's a social shift, I think.
So when you look at your clients, your professional clients, are there instances where you've got spouses who one wants kids and the other doesn't? How prevalent is that situation?
Yeah, I do see that, unfortunately. And that's a hard one because, you know, one person really wanting something is not going to change, you know, if the other person might not want children just as much as the other person does want them. And that's a very difficult situation to be in. So I feel for couples who are struggling with that. That is definitely something that comes up. But I notice that less and less with younger people. I notice that for people who are maybe more feeling like, you know, oh, my clock is ticking, so yeah, to speak, you know, that kind of thing. I'll see some of that sometimes.
I know that can be an irreconcilable thing where if one person wants to, the other one doesn't, you just can't get past it. If people are navigating it and trying to stay together despite it, what can they do?
That's a hard one because I think sometimes couples will kind of like look to me to like make that decision for them, which of course is something that, you know, that is something that, you know, is very personal. That is something, it's hard to know. I do think that that's something where, you know, having communication and open communication is so important right then. And I don't think necessarily, you know, that it's about changing the other person. Maybe sometimes we explore, you know, what is it behind, you know, the desire, the want to have children that's coming up for you. Sometimes it's that, sometimes it's not, you know, as simple as that. So it definitely, there's a range for sure. That's a hard one.
I believe I've read where in the United States we have a declining birth rate. If that's true, are there societal implications with that?
I don't know. I've seen research either way. Yeah. I've seen research showing, you know, that we're declining, and then I've seen research showing that we're not. And it's so hard to know. You know what I mean? It's really hard to know. I certainly can't go out and count, you know, everyone. But I think that, you know, I think for every person like us, you know, or person, if anyone listening who can relate to this, I think if for every person like us, I think there are people, you know, that are in maybe the other camp who are, you know, wanting to have children. And that's, you know, one of the most important things they've wanted. And so I think there's always going to be that. I just think, you know, with the decrease and decline in pressure for people to feel like they have to have children, I think there are always going to be people who that's what they want. You know, so I don't think there are any major implications.
Yeah, we just have a few seconds here, about 20 seconds. So if people are feeling, they do feel that pressure, maybe didn't exist as much as it used to, but still does exist for some, what's the best way to navigate it?
I think just being able to allow yourself to explore it, explore what comes up for you, and, you know, kind of validating that, like, whatever your choice is, it's valid and it's important, and just kind of remembering that.
Katie Gillis, licensed clinical social worker and psychotherapist. We appreciate you joining us today. Thank you for talking this topic over with us.
Thank you so much for having me.
That is Katie Gillis. Yeah, I don't have kids right
there
now.
There you have it.
As far as I'm aware, I don't know.
Oh, buddy, I think if you had kids, you'd know about
it. Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly,
you know,
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland,
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.